This will never do. Palpatine thought as he sat opposite Valorum in the Supreme Chancellor's cloud-cutting office in the Senate building, listening to him drone on about his troubles with the Ethics Committee. The view through the large triangular windows was pleasant enough, but the office was far too small. Worse, it felt more like a relic from a bygone age than a nerve center for the New Order. No amount of remodeling could transform it into the space Palpatine imagined for himself. Perhaps a new building was required, an annex of sorts, or, better still, an executive office building, if only to grant those who worked there the illusion that their pitiful efforts mattered.
The deeper my lawyers and accountants pursue this matter, the more dead ends they encounter, Valorum was saying.
Dark circles underscored his eyes, and his hands were trembling slightly.
The erodium ingots the Nebula Front stole from the Trade Federation freighter were converted to credits, which were used to finance their operations on Asmaru and Eriadu. But the ingots themselves moved through a series of specious banks and other financial institutions and were ultimately invested in Valorum shipping by unknown parties. I say unknown because the beings listed as investors appear never to have existed.
Baffling, Palpatine said, drawing out the word. I don't know what to think. A week had passed since the Pelemian political gathering. Lorne Pavan was dead by Maul's lightsaber, a day before an artificial hand was to have been grafted to the information broker's stub of forearm. Cost-cutting, Plagueis had remarked at the time. Valorum was resting his head in his hands.
That someone or some organization engineered this to cripple me is beyond doubt. The question of why anyone, even my most stalwart detractors in the Senate, would essentially discard tens of millions of credits to achieve this in the final months of my term is inexplicable.
He raised his face to Palpatine.
My immediate predecessors were bold, and they knew how to manage the Senate. I believed I could bring something different to the office, a quieter diplomacy, one informed by the Force and by the ideals of the Jedi Order.
Palpatine suppressed an urge to leap across the desk and strangle him.
I realize that I've made some poor decisions, but has any chancellor in the past century had to face more challenges than I have? Has any chancellor had to deal with a more corrupt and self-serving Senate or more megalomaniacal corporations?
Valorum closed his eyes and exhaled.
Whoever is behind this machination wants nothing more than to destroy my legacy entirely, to make the name Valorum seem a stain on history.
Then we must double our efforts to exonerate you, Palpatine said. Valorum laughed without amusement.
I'm useless to the Republic if we can't. Until the matter is resolved, I'm prohibited from sanctioning the use of Jedi or judicials to intervene in disputes. I'm not permitted to convene special sessions without the express consent of this new Vice Chancellor, Masa Mida, who blocks my every proposal and venerates procedure as if it were holy text.
Deception begins with bureaucracy, Palpatine said. Silent for a moment, Valorum adopted an expression of resolve.
I'm not without ideas,